September 13, 1898. Christ's Representatives. Ellen G. White. Christ attaches a weight of importance to the obedience of His people to the commandments of God. They are to have an intelligent knowledge of them and bring them into their daily life. Men cannot keep the commandments of God only as He is in Christ and Christ in Him. And it is not possible for Him to be in Christ, having light on the commandments, while disregarding the least of them. By steadfast, willing obedience to His word, they evidence their love for the Son of God. Not to keep the commandments of God is not to love Him. None will keep the law of God unless they love Him who is the only begotten of the Father. And none the less surely, if they love Him, will they express their love and obedience to Him. All who love Christ will be loved of the Father, and He will manifest Himself to them. In all their emergencies and perplexities, they will have a helper in Jesus Christ. That Christ should manifest Himself to them and yet be invisible to the world was a mystery to the disciples. They could not understand the words of Christ in their spiritual sense. They were thinking of the outward, visible manifestation. They could not take in the fact that they could have the presence of Christ with them and yet He be unseen by the world. They did not understand the meaning of a spiritual manifestation. The great teacher longed to give the disciples all the encouragement and comfort possible, for they were to be sorely tried. But it was difficult for them to comprehend His words. They had yet to learn of that spiritual life that could give them the spiritual power they needed. The promise of a Comforter presented a rich truth to them. It assured them that they should not lose their faith under the most trying circumstances. The Holy Spirit sent in the name of Christ was to teach them all things and bring all things to their remembrance. The Holy Spirit was to be the representative of Christ, the advocate who is constantly pleading for the fallen race. He pleads that spiritual power may be given them, that by the power, mightier than all the enemies of God and man, they may be able to overcome their spiritual foes. He who knows the end from the beginning has provided for the attack of satanic agencies, and He will fulfill His word to the faithful in every age. That word is sure and steadfast. Not one jot or tittle of it can fail. If man will keep under the protection of God, His banner will be over them as an impregnable fortress. He will give evidence that His word can never fail. He will prove a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn. He, the Son of Righteousness, will arise with healing in His beams.